Should other horsemen be on this road?
Merchants, yes. But riders like us? I don't think so.
Bandits, then. Stalking us from behind. And that means others in these hills. We should ride faster.
At that very moment, one of the two riders raised an arm and waved some red cloth. With that signal, the main group of bandits struck. Down they came, 10 additional men and women, charging from the hills to make it an even dozen.
Yeah.
Samuel and Mernaz kicked their horses into a gallop. Fortunately, the bandits had mistimed their descent for slower prey and were thus coming from behind. But even on their lesser, smaller horses, they'd catch up soon enough. No way could the two agents maintain this pace for long on their tired horses. Their pursuers were yelling, trying to instill fear or disturb their mounts. Persian horses must have known battle, for the shouting didn't distract them at all as they raced up a slight rise to gain the higher ground. Even as she urged her horse on, Mernaz raised her compound bow and knocked an arrow. With a sure grace, she turned sideways in the saddle and turned her head the rest of the way around to look over her back shoulder and find her target. She then drew the bowstring across her shoulders. Her first shot was a near miss, and the bandits kept coming on. She knocked another arrow, and correcting for her error, shot again. Their nearest pursuer went down, an arrow in his chest. There were three things that Samuel noticed as Mernaz knocked a third arrow. First, the thieves didn't shoot back at this range. They must have wanted the Persian horses alive and unharmed. Second, at this rate, some of the thieves were going to make it through Mirnaz's arrows and fight hand to hand with them. And most importantly of all, in the heat and confidence of their chase, the thieves had become badly strung out and dispersed, and thus, unable to quickly come to each other's aid. Samuel needed to act while his horse still had strength, and he had no bow. Mirnaz's third arrow hit one of the bandit's horses. Samuel wheeled his steed around and drew his sword.
Strength and courage!
Samuel ignored her lack of confidence.
Even if she's right, it's too late. Better to bring the battle to them while I can.
He charged at the thieves. Apparently dropping their concern for Samuel's horse, two of the bandits drew bows, and the others drew swords. Samuel didn't really know what he was doing, but his horse did. Enemy arrows flew to his right and left, and he slashed at riders and horses as he passed. His pass through the enemy completed, Samuel brought his horse around to come up from behind. Despite bleeding from several shallow cuts, his mount still seemed eager for the combat, but even as he wheeled about, Samuel's luck ran out. A bandit arrow found his left shoulder, passing through the leather armor and into muscle.